This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A pro-abortion study of California abortions predictably contends that abortion is a safe procedure. However, the study's own numbers show a different picture. Not only were some hemorrhages, uterine perforations, and infections classified as minor complications, but the study portrays a complicated web of multiple abortion procedures to accomplish a single abortion, a surprisingly high rate of complications with the supposedly safe RU486 chemical abortion procedure, and plausible ways for abortion clinics to hide complications. After all, the loopholes and exclusions, still, over 1 in 50 abortions in the study had major complications. Jahi McMath, the girl pronounced brain dead last year in California, is not only failing to deteriorate like brain dead patients do, two neurologists have now declared her to not be brain dead. Attorney and ethicist Wesley Smith says there seems to be resistance among the establishment to accepting her recovery or for examining the possibility of a false diagnosis. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. French opposition from hospice advocates may stymie legislation supported by French President François Hollande to push the complicated practice called terminal sedation. These opponents fear the bill will allow covert euthanasia. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.